Around a year ago, October last year, October 10, state government issued a media release saying work starts on another new inner-city school. It's referring to South Melbourne Park Primary School, which is due to open in January. They spent $31 million building it, but they have forgotten one thing. Very popular area down near Albert Park Lake, MSAC. Popular area, a primary school, forgotten one thing. Fence it. The parents are running a campaign and a petition. Make Gus and other students safe at South Melbourne Park Primary School. On the line, the author of a petition, whose son Gus will be at the school, Nicole Campbell, hello.
Hi, Neil, how are you?
Are you kidding me? They've forgotten the fence. Maybe they're just getting going to put it up later.
No, look, there is some fencing along the Aughty Drive boundary, but at the moment, with the current plans, there are four spaces around the boundary of the school. They're around 15 metres each, which would enable children to spill out into the adjoining parkland, which is occupied by Parks Victoria.
Why? Is it so they can use the parks? Is that the plan?
Yeah, apparently that was the intention, that the children would be able to enjoy those parklands. And I suppose it sounds really nice it sounds like a nice idea, but my little guy has autism, and an environment that's not fenced, and he's only five, particularly exposes him to some really significant risks. There's about 8 million visitors that come into that precinct each year. The road is only, Aughty Drive is only 20 metres from one of these open sections, and the water, the lake, is about another 110 metres on. Now, my little guy likes to run. He's also hypo, so undersensitive, and he's drawn to loud noises and sensory things. So trams rattling past the front, the water, noises in general, and he will sprint. So when I became aware that there were these four large sections that were not going to be fenced, I immediately became significantly...
So are you concerned. Getting anywhere? Are they going to put fences in?
Look, I've met with... I started the petition. The CEO from the school, the Victorian Building, School Building Authority, met with me and said that they would be working on it. I've now met with an architect and done some plans. Apparently now those plans have to go to Heritage Victoria to be considered and approved. Mm. Then costing needs to be done and then spent.
But
then
surely, the autistic problem is one problem, but you can't have a primary school where the kids can get out and ramp and roam. If they go through these gaps, where do they end up?
They end up in the adjoining parkland. And then there's MSAC, there's Albert Road Drive, there's the park, there's the lake. It's that open space. So we're right in the middle of that open space.
So what does the minister say?
The minister initially wrote back to me saying that Gus would enjoy supervised play. That was his initial response. Since then, I've been told that they're going to work on it. So at this point, as I said, I've met with an architect. We've looked at what would be required, and that now apparently needs to go to Heritage Victoria because it's now being a designated heritage zone. So they need to approve any fencing. Then we need a costing, and there's no funding, from what I understand, at this point for it. So I have been told that if the fence isn't in place, that there will be some kind of temporary fencing when the school opens in January.
All right, thank you. We'll keep in touch and we'll get an answer from the Minister's office. He'll probably be unavailable to talk to me, usually is these days. Thank you. Nicole Campbell.